Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And just wanted to remind everybody, there is a severe thunderstorm warning. That's for Iowa County until 6:30 this evening. Also a flash flood warning for Iowa County until 8:15. And there's also a flash flood warning for Southern Grant County until 8 o'clock tonight. And there's that tornado watch for Iowa County and a severe thunderstorm watch out for Sauk and Iowa counties.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The AP News at 6 is, or the ABC News at 6, I should say, is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump and the First Lady getting a firsthand look today at the damage in Texas following last week's flash flooding. At a briefing, the president credited local and state officials. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The president heaping praise on Texas Governor Abbott, and he had also spent the day earlier touring the damage, and the president saying that he had never seen anything like that, nothing like the scale of the destruction that he saw in Texas. The president also acknowledged that this is a time where the community, where the nation is mourning. He talked about visiting some of the grieving families and saying that this is to honor those whose lives were lost.
At least 121 have died and 160 others are still missing. The State Department today laid off nearly 1,300 civil workers and 240 service officers based in the U.S. Word today, David Gergen has died. The veteran Washington inside figure served as a top advisor to presidents of both parties. This is ABC News. A new poll from Gallup offering a snapshot of what Americans think of immigration in the U.S.
85% of American adults tell Gallup they think those brought to the U.S. illegally as children and have been here a long time should be allowed to stay if they meet certain requirements. 78% say allowing anyone the chance to stay and become citizens if they meet requirements is a good idea, up 8 points from last year. When it comes to Border Patrol, the number who think the U.S. needs to hire more agents, 59% say yes, down from 76% last year.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Canada once again in the crosshairs after President Trump announced the key trading partner could face a 35% tariff on imports effective August 1st if they don't resolve their trade issues. Senator Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to CEOs of both United and JetBlue requesting more information and noting concerns over the Blue Sky partnership announced 2 months ago. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory less. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
My life is always on. Every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County until 6:30 this evening. There's also a flash flood warning for Iowa County until 8:15. Also a flash flood warning for southern Grant County until 8. And there is a tornado watch for Iowa County until 11 o'clock this evening, and a severe thunderstorm watch for Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until 9 o'clock this evening. Look for it to be humid and areas of rain with fog and some thunder rumbles, and with a low of 66 this evening. For tomorrow, clearing clouds and drying out with a high of 81, and clear and comfortable tomorrow night with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the rain has kind of picked up a little bit again, and it's really accumulating. Now we're up to 44 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and our current temperature is 67 degrees. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have that severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County. And that sounds like it's a pretty significant storm. That one has 70-mile-per-hour winds and quarter-size hail in it. There's a possibility. And just to let everybody know, the areas that could be affected by that include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Belleville, New Glarus, Mazomanie, Black Earth, Belmont, Argyle, Blanchardville, Barneveld, also Highland, Arena, and Ridgeway. And, of course, there's that flood warning for Iowa County till 8:15 and southeastern Grant County until 8 o'clock. So a lot of rain in that storm as well. And we haven't been affected by anything severe or anything like that. I think a lot of it stayed towards the south, and that's what a lot of the weather people were predicting, where it was going to stay down closer to the state line, but it looked like it creeped its way up into the southern counties. But I'm going to be on standby here until we find out, at least until the tornado watch in Iowa County expires. And I will keep you up to date on any others. But it's been kind of a little quiet right now, but that can always change in a few minutes. So if anything comes in, I will definitely keep everyone informed.
100.9 WRCO. You say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down.
how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, you stick around this long. And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
I guess he believes in listening in. And I think that I'm still dreaming as I imagine your touch, warm like the sun on my skin. You're so close, but so far. You've got me wanting more since you left me last night at the door. Whoa, unkissed, untouched. I'm completely undone, burning for your love. And I know in my soul that this is something
Lamar with Unkissed on Country and Community WRCO. I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be here until we'll see what happens with that watch over in Iowa County. They got that watch, the tornado watch, out till 11, so I'll probably be here till then. Hopefully nothing transpires with that, but hopefully you're having a great Friday evening and been a stormy one. Not so much for us. We've been just getting a lot of rain. Right now I hear kind of rumbles of thunder, but getting a lot worse weather towards the south of us, more down towards Iowa County and more in the central part of Grant County, central to southern part of Grant County. There's that severe thunderstorm warning that's in effect until 6:30 for Iowa County. I got an update on where that storm was last seen. At 6:12, the severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Dodgeville to 7 miles north of Blanchardville to near New Glarus, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. At least the winds have have died down in Nassar. They said 70 mile per hour, but it's down to 60 mile per hour. Still pretty strong, but and when you hit the 70, that's pretty. It's almost close to like an F-0 tornado thing. I don't know what the speed is on that, but it's pretty close to that. So hopefully everybody is staying safe over that way. And places that could still be affected by that include Mount Horeb, Dodgeville, Mineral Point, New Glarus, Argyle, Barneveld, Ridgeway, Linden, Cobb, Poinette, and or Fayette, I should say, Hollandale, and that those areas right there. I don't see Highland in there anymore. I saw Highland was in there. That's, Highland, of course, is one of our closer communities that was in the ones earlier there. But hopefully nobody got affected too bad by those storms. But it looks like a lot of those storms are producing a lot of rain, too, because there is those flood warnings for Iowa County. In fact, I'll let you know what they said as far as the rain over there in Iowa County. At 5:16, the Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 1 and 2 inches of rain have fallen there, and the expected rainfall rate is 1 to 1.5 inches in 1 hour. And additional rainfall amounts of 0.5 to 1 inch are possible in the warned area. So, yeah, so it's stormy night. I know they were talking about possibilities of that. Maybe through the night we could have some rumbles of thunder, kind of like what we're getting now, rumbles of thunder. We've only gotten 46 one-hundredths of an inch here at the WRCO studios. That's, you know, that's still pretty decent from when it started, but it was expected to be a lot more from what they talked. But the night is still young. We could still get some more rain. But anyhow, Iowa County, though, they're under that tornado watch until 11, like I mentioned earlier. And also, severe thunderstorm watch that was out earlier for a lot of the counties here in the listening area, including Richland County. That's expired, but Iowa and Sauk counties are still under that severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock. Of course, Iowa, they don't have to watch it anymore because they've been actually getting them, unfortunately. But hopefully everybody's staying safe tonight otherwise. And just to let you know one more time, that movie Under the Stars that was at the Kroska Park tonight has been canceled. Also, Starlight 14 in Richland Center, they'll be closed this evening, too, because of this weather. They will not be showing any movies, just kind of being cautious and stuff. So, because just in case any storms do come in, plus it's been pretty rainy and stuff. Anyways, but hopefully, though, you're having a great Friday. Hopefully, you look forward to your weekend. Hopefully, you won't have this weather if you have anything going on this weekend. But anyways, came in and worked for Phil at 8 o'clock this morning. So I've been here, and Bo's gone too, so kind of hanging out here. But like I say, and just saw a flash of lightning outside. But anyways, I will be hanging around here until, you know, until the watch expires. And I'll keep you informed if anything transpires from that, from these storms. But anyways, stay safe out there, everybody. And one more thing, if you're out driving around, if you come across a roadway with water on it, turn around. Don't drown, especially in the areas that have been getting a lot of rain, because there's a good chance you'll run into a lot of that. Don't chance it. I know people try to chance it because they want to get home sooner, but it's better to take a longer route where it's safer, and I'm sure wherever you got to go, people waiting for you will totally understand. So be careful out there tonight, everybody.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Movie Tone News. 1982. The Ithaca Bulldogs are trying to stay out of the cellar in the scenic Central standings. But wait, a stout running back from the opposing team breaks through the line and surely is headed for a touchdown. Ithaca will certainly lose unless someone can stop him. Look at that. The runner is tripped up and falls down. Lucky for Ithaca, their manager, Phil Knee, accidentally left the kicking tee on the field. Great job, Phil!
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Those were the days on WRCO Saturday night. We'll take us back to some of those old memories. Fill me open, you'll join us. Our show is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feet Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspire Innovation Salon, along with Jones Chevrolet. We'll talk to you Saturday night with all kind of rock and roll between 6 and midnight, right here on the radio.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
100.9 WRCO.
Just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon.
Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Wrap up your weekend at Casanova Celebration 2025 on Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. The day starts at 11 a.m. with an always cherished parade, followed by live tunes from the Casanova German Band. Rolling alongside are the classic beauties at our car and camper show. Trucks, classics, and campers all on parade. Hungry? Grab a savory pork and chicken dinner, and then stay for the quirky duck race. Pick your racer and cheer them on. little ones will love the Kids Pedal Pool Contest. And later in the day, cheer on the classic baseball game featuring the Cazenovia Reds and Home Talent Baseball. It's the perfect blend of community, tradition, and family fun. All in one fantastic finale. That's Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there. Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th annual Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Cazenovia Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Cazenovia.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Severe thunderstorm warning that was for Iowa County has expired, but there is still a flash flood warning for Iowa County until 8:15 and a flash flood warning for Southern Grant County until 8 o'clock. There's also a tornado watch for Iowa County until 11 o'clock this evening and a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa and Sauk County until 9 o'clock. Look for humid conditions with areas of rain tonight, fog, and some thunders rumbles with a low of 66. Clearing clouds and drying out tomorrow with a high of 81. Clear and comfortable tomorrow night with a low of 59. And abundant sunshine on Sunday with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving some rain. Not coming down as heavy as it was before. We have received 46 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The winds are calm and our current temperature is 67 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, on a mailbox, all used to be street.
this place without you. What the hell did you do? Cause now it's just four empty walls where I lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring. Now it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street.
I've been watching you for a long time, sitting on your front porch swing. So I'm gonna ask you one little question, one simple little thing.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me too? Are you available? Are you available tonight?
When I see your pretty eyes, oh, so soft and blue, it makes me want to do things I don't want my mama to know I do.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight?
We can take the boat out on the lake. Don't be shy, girl, for goodness sake.
Are you available? Are you available?
So long for me to get to you, but when you flash that smile my way, I can see you're thinking what I'm thinking too.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available
to spend some time with me
too? Are you available tonight?
Whoa, are you available?
Are you available tonight?
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Thank you.
reason not to walk away.
Ripped off, trashed up, long way from the top, pulling me back every time I stray.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Round and round again.
Cause it drives you.
got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, I don't know what I'm gonna do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day you said goodbye. Oh Lord, I thought I would cry. You do me, you do you. He's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear me when he calls me sweet mama. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I know nobody's sugar mama now. I'm so long, long, lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. I'm in love with a good-looking guy. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a good-looking guy. He don't care about me. I've tried to keep him satisfied. He just wouldn't stay. Now that he is leaving, this is all I can say. Got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, I don't know what I'm gonna do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh Lord, that last long day he said goodbye. Oh Lord, I thought I would die. It do me, it do you. He's got the kind of love. Lord, he loved to hear me when he called me sweet mama. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar mama now. I'm so long, long, lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
All right, we had some back-to-back Tanya Tucker there. Had a little bit of technical difficulties here, but I think we got it all straightened out. So thank you very much for making WRCO a part of your evening. And yeah, pretty stormy night in Richland Center. And right now it's kind of raining again, and it was thundering lightning here pretty good. As far as warnings go, there's just flood warnings for Iowa County and southeastern Grant County. Iowa County has those flood warnings until 8:15 this evening. And there's that tornado watch out for Iowa County until 11 this evening. And the only other counties under a severe thunderstorm watch are Iowa and Sauk County, and that's until 9 o'clock. But I'm going to be sticking around here until we see what happens as far as the tornado watch goes. But otherwise, keep tuned right here to WRC 100.9, and I'll keep you up to date on any further weather as it comes along.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's VEOZAH.com.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The 3rd Annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th at Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179. Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th Annual Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Cazenovia Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Cazenovia.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then Rock Out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the beach luau theme and win cash for the top 3 floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue, live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pull, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
WRCO 100.9.
You're all alone at a party. You want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. And you're fishing, it's hot, and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there.
watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, President Trump surveyed some of the destruction caused by flash flooding 1 week ago. 121 were killed, 160 still missing. Questions remain over the lack of local warning systems. ABC's Selena Wang says FEMA maps also did not indicate the severity of risk in some areas compared to insurance maps.
This isn't just a problem for Texas, but this is an issue nationwide. For instance, with Hurricane Helene and the aftermath in North Carolina, 95% of the homes were not in the FEMA flood zone and lacked flood insurance. Nationwide, FEMA maps do not take into account the impact of torrential rain and how that can cause inland flooding.
Military shipments have resumed for Ukraine after a brief pause. Officials say U.S. military and NATO officials now discussing a plan to provide Ukraine with much-needed aerial defense weapons, including Patriot systems, funneling it through the European alliance. And parts of Pennsylvania dealing with intermittent 911 outages today. This is ABC News. A preliminary report into the Air India crash suggests the plane's fuel cutoff switches may have played a critical role in the crash. According to the report, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner's fuel cutoff switches went from the run position to cutoff position one after the other within 1 second. The report says in the cockpit voice recording, one of the pilots is heard asking the other, why did he cut off? The other pilot responded that he did not do so. About 10 seconds later, the fuel cutoff switches went back from cutoff to run. All on board except for a lone survivor died. In Wyoming, a groundbreaking ceremony for the state's first new coal mine in 50 years.
The new Brook Mine in northern Wyoming won't make money from fossil fuel. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements that it says are in profitable quantities. Rare earths are a family of